Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it.
Need a little help. That's right. We need a little help. Wake up, everybody, to Missing Pages of History Radio, MPH, on Saturday, May 13, 2023. This week on MPH Radio, we invite you to a special radio program where we will pay a tribute to mothers of the world. That's right. We are to honor mothers because they are very special. That's our theme today. We will basically have an open mic to discuss the issue and concept of mothers and show our appreciation to mothers. And we would like for you to join in with us today by dialing 818-337-0016. And we will acknowledge your dance for numbers, and you can give your thoughts. You can give your shout out to your mother and to all the moms around the world. This is our small token and gesture of showing our appreciation of mothers. They are very special. So that's what we're going to do today on MPH Radio. But like always, before we get started with our major subject today, which is honoring our mothers, we want to give you a little something to think about. followed back from Black MPH Black Mini Facts with Susie. And then we will have a message to the community from Alex. Then we'll have that discussion, our tribute to the mothers, and we'll close the program out with a beautiful poem by Sister Mary. So that's our order for the day. So let's get started at MPH Radio. Let's just give you a little something to think about, and that is freedom. When we talk about freedom, often we talk about a concept where millions and billions of people have died over and continue to fight and die over. I think it behooves us to try to get a better understanding of what is the state of freedom and how can we achieve it. Now, I can read you some definitions or some conceptual articulation of what freedom is by certain historical individuals who have made their contribution to humanity. One of the first historical individuals we will quote is from Brother Malcolm X. He stated, "You can't separate peace from freedom because no one can be at peace unless he has his freedom." Let me read that one again to you. And tell me how that definition or concept may be fit into your world. Brother Malcolm stated, "You can't separate peace from freedom because no one can be at peace unless he has his freedom." That was his understanding of freedom. Next, we go to our brother Bob Marley, the famous reggae singer. Brother Bob Marley once stated that better to die fighting for freedom than be a prisoner all the days of your life. And repeat again from Brother Bob. Better to die fighting for freedom than to be a prisoner all the days of your life. Whew, that sounds familiar. And last but not least, this actor, this imitator, Ronald Reagan, he even had something to say about freedom. But this is what he said. "Freedom is the right to question and change the established way of doing things." Okay, I can dig that. Freedom is having the right to question and change. The right to question and change. The established way of doing things. Definitely that the experience of African people in this country and the world, we should understand the importance of not only establishing things and changing things, but must fight the establishment. So what do y'all think about those three concepts of freedom? Think about it and share your thoughts with us later on in this program. At this point in time, we're going to bring in Sister Susie for MPH Radio. And she's going to share with us some of MPH Black Mini Facts for this week, the 8th to the 13th. We now bring in Susie. Susie, welcome to MPH Radio.
Good evening, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, uncles, sisters, and brothers who play a part in the capacity of raising our youth. First, I'd like to start with the Black Mini Facts on the PRSP calendar of 2021. And the first one is May the 9th, which John Brown, militant European who attempted to free African slaves, was born in 1800. Also on the 10th, we had the founding of South African Student Organization, that's the SASO, in 1969. On the 11th, we had Nnamdi Azikiwe, Nigeria's first president, died in 1996. And Bob Marley, progressive reggae musician, died in 1981. On the 12th, Sam Nujoma, revolutionary leader of the Southwest African People's Organization, SWAPO, of Namibia, born in 1928. On the 13th of May, we had Philadelphia, PA police in USA bomb MOVE headquarters, killing 11, including 5 children, and destroying 65 homes in 1985. And also on that day, Stevie Wonder, brilliant African musician, was born in 1950. and last for maybe 2023. The slavery is abolished in Denmark in 1792. And also we had the first African leave England to return home to Africa to establish settlement in Sierra Leone in 1787. I've just given you a few of the PRSP calendar 2021 Black Mini Facts.
And thank you for those Mini Facts, Susan. We know that history is important. It's very important because it's only through history where you come to not only understand the past, but give you a better understanding of the present and create the foundation for you to be able to plot your future. So we at MPH Radio, we try to participate in that arena because that's one of the arenas that can help move our communities forward. And we'd like to encourage you and our listening audience to come and join us. We have membership open if you're interested in joining in and working with MPH Radio and Mr. Page of History as an organization. We need your help and support. Please just email us at missingpagesofhistory1@yahoo.com or you can email mphradio@yahoo.com and we can tell you how you can join the game and join the posse, join the hood, or join all the good communities that show the beautiful things of Africa and African people. That's you. So on that note, again, Susan, thank you for your MPH Black Mini Facts. And now we can go to a message to the community. Like always, you know, we're going to bring in Alex. He has a message to the community. And for this program, he has a special message for you. Brother Alex, we're going to bring you in now and let you do your message to the community. Welcome to MPH Radio, Brother Alex.
Well, again, I expect an outstanding program. Mr. Lee, it is an honor to be here today to even talk about the subject we are discussing today, and that's Mother's Day, because if there were no mothers, we would not be here today. So I more than appreciate today's program, and I hope we take that into mind and we do something special, you know, for our mothers tomorrow. And for the ones who don't have a mother because they passed on, and hopefully they're going to see the pearly gates, that we keep them in mind also and their memories and their teaching that they gave us. So, again, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We've been celebrating Mother's Day, you know, the whole week. So let me go ahead and encourage you and inspire you now. Tomorrow will be the oldest and most honored holiday in the world by mankind. And Adam called his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living things. Genesis 3rd chapter, 21st verse. Strength and dignity are clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is said to be praised. Proverbs 31st, 25th through the 30th chapter. As a young man, I was taught to respect and honor women by a father in the community that did the same. Mother's Day was a highly anticipated holiday in my home. My mother bore 12 children, and to me, that is quite an achievement of any woman. The holiday was also celebrated by my grandmothers, aunts, extended family, and friends who were mothers or who just became new mothers in the past year. All the mothers in the neighborhood were put on a pedestal that day for having gone through the pains of childbirth and accepting the blessings of motherhood. You could see the happiness in their faces from the morning breakfast to the evening meal. Oh, how the church bells would ring those Sunday mornings announcing the holiday, the preacher would present a special sermon to make the mothers feel proud as they wore their Sunday best. The church always seemed more crowded than ever that day. Men would be decked out in suits, and their hair was groomed to perfection. They sat beside the mothers of their children, beaming with pride and affection. Some of the children wore flowers of red or white pinned to their clothes, acknowledging mothers living or deceased. There always seemed to be a church dinner to honor the mothers, as many restaurants would be full. A wonderful meal would be prepared in the fellowship hall, sometimes even by the men of the church, to let the mothers know how much they were appreciated. After church, we would rush home to present our cards and gift to mom. She would laugh and smile at each gift she opened and acted as though she couldn't believe it was for her. Then she would read the cards we made at school, each one saying she was the best mother ever. Finally, we would sing gospel songs and clap our hands as if we were still in church. What a beautiful day it would be at my house. Sing until you cried, eating until you felt sick, and playing until you fell asleep. Hugging mom until your arms seemed to get numb. Over and over, we praised her for a job well done until we went to bed. Yes, thank you, dear mama, for everything. No one would have done what you did for me and the family. You are appreciated. So, dear mama, I finally understand. For a woman, it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You are appreciated. The song, Dear Mama, written and rapped by LaShawn Parrish Crooks, born June 16, 1970.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me. But I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born.
Alice Williams, born in 1947 in Lumberton, North Carolina. Alice's mother took her and her sister to New York City after suffering many years of abuse from her husband. Alice changed her name to Afeni Shakur after marrying Lubumba Shakur. She did not want to make the same mistakes of her mother, so she became a strong, independent female activist within the Black Panther Party. Though she was married twice, Tupac Shakur was not the son of either man. He was the biological son of Billy Garland. Tupac's writing style and social conscience was inspired by his mother's complicated life as she tried to write by her children. The song has so much meaning if you take a moment to listen to a young man crying out from prison that finally, in his darkest hour of humility, from being on top of the world in the rap industry, he was now reduced to a cell with bars that prevented contact with her. Deep within his soul, Tupac searched to find a way to say, Mama, you were right. I finally understand what you went through, what battles and demons you fought to provide for me and my sister. The walls of prison will break the toughest and meanest criminals as they find out that they are housed with men that have done worse crimes than them. Yet they all think about a wish they had a mother to respect, a mother who did not have to see their sons or daughters housed with the worst of life's scum. But mothers see their children as they are. They know their children and expect the best of them. But life takes different turns for all of us. So dear mama letters will continue to come from faraway lands, prisons, and institutions that have become homes to men separated from their mothers. I will play Tupac's song today as it has been played over and over since February 1995. It is a testimony to one who has gone astray from his mother's teaching and now seems to try to get back on track as he did. The song was a huge hit, and it rose to number one on many charts. It continues to sell thousands of copies even today, as it is a song filled with emotions as his struggle to become a man, or what he perceives a man is supposed to be, since he had no real father figure to mentor him. It is a heartfelt song from a son asking a mother to forgive, but not to forget. He was asking his mother for forgiveness for the things he had done. He knew his mother didn't raise him that way. So simple and direct was he as he sought to earn back his mother's respect and become the love of her heart once more. He explains in the song he appreciated her even though he didn't know how to tell her when he was young. Finally, when the lights were turned off and the cell doors were locked and the only sound he heard was the guards walking past his cell and the cries of grown men saying, "Had I listened to you, I wouldn't be here. I have so much to fear. Your love for me has never left. It is I who left you as I wanted to prove I was grown. Now the safety of your arms is no longer near. I will turn to God's love and grace that one day I may see your face again. Mama, I truly understand now that I have to become a man." Rest in peace, Tupac. As mothers do, I am sure she forgave you. And I thank you, family.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. So back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Had tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who's thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a queen, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama. There ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they showed a young brother love, I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I sang it. I ain't guilty, cause even though I said it feels good putting money in your mailbox, I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you, cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back.
But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it. Dear mama, dear mama,
we'd like to welcome you back to MPH Radio. You were just listening to Dear Mother by Tupac as we reflect a cultural expression that was articulated to you from a Mexican community from Brother Alex. Today we are honoring your mother and our mother. Because mothers are special. We are honoring the mothers of all mothers as well, which is Mother Africa. So we'd like to welcome you to this special segment. If you'd like to call in and pay your respect to mothers and to your mothers, you can do that by dialing in at 818-337-0016. 818-337-0016. This is the voice of MPH Radio, and let's have this critical discussion and show our appreciation to all the mothers of the world. And the first mother we're going to talk about is the mother of all civilization, our mama Africa. So we bring Brother Alex back. We're going to start off, Brother Alex, with a discussion on the concept of mothers. Brother Alex, when we talk about mothers, we're talking about women who have been nurturers, women who have been fighters, freedom fighters, who have been doctors, women who have been caretakers, women who have been inspirational, women who make you believe that you can do all things possible, women who are construction workers, women who are farmers, women who will grow food in small spaces but produce abundance, women who say, whatever you need, I will get. This is my understanding of what mothers have done and continue to do and more. So when we talk about this question of mother, Brother Alex, what comes to your mind? How do you conceive what a mother is, Brother Alex?
Well, again, I would say thank you, Mr. Lee, because when we're discussing mothers, whether it's mothers of the movement, or mothers that nurtured us from the time of the pharaohs moving forward, where we really started recording history, where we could make poems or drawings or sayings, even articulate the love for mothers. But see, when I was in school, I'll never forget when we talked about mothers. Harriet Tubman was one at one point. And a lot of people considered that every time she went on a raid to bring slaves back on the Underground Railroad, she became Mama Moses, leading them out of those swamps into freedom. A mother's job is never done. She has to be the lawyer sometimes in her house. She has to be the doctor. She has to be the banker. She has to be the teacher. She's the nurturer. She's the cook. And every other job that we can think of, just like you mentioned before. But mothers don't get paid for those jobs. A lot of us men just assume that when we marry, that's a woman's responsibility to keep the house clean, to have the children, and do whatever else. And if she wants a job, fine, let her have it. And that's an extra burden on top of everything else. So when we look at mothers and that relationship back to Africa, where did it start? Where did the teaching, where did the nurturing start? Where did the care and the compassion, where did that start? That's when it started, when sons went off to war, when sons became kings and pharaohs, when sons became poor and homeless, when sons were jailed, when sons were crucified. Oh, mothers, oh, a mother's story began a long time ago. And the thankfulness, the appreciation, has never caught up. Not at all. You can't give your mama enough meals to say thank you. You can't spread enough flowers across the room to say thank you. You can't fly enough balloons up in the air to say thank you, mama. Because if you have a good mother, there's nothing that can take the place of her. Again, let's go back to Africa, where they have been taught from centuries, prepared for men, because that's what mothers do. They prepare their daughters. That's like men supposed to mentor and prepare their sons. See, we can't get off the hook either. We have to do right as men. We have to show compassion. We can't be having incidents of abuse, whether it's verbal, whether it's physical. We can't do it. I never saw it in my house between my mother and my father. So that was a teaching lesson there, that we should not speak ill of a good mother when it's doing all she can to provide and take care of the household, because they were well trained by their ancestors. And they began to keep training the generations that came up behind them. But now we look at today, our generations have ran astray of these mother and grandmother and great-grandmother teachings. And we can see how wild the world is today, from the shootings and all this hate that's being passed around. Mother's love. I don't remember my mother hating anybody. Mothers have that caring about them. They don't want their child injured. They don't want anybody else's child injured. So that's what we have to look at. You know, mothers are totally different. Their mindset is different. And so we have to move forward and relax as men and sometimes, you know, give them some strength in what they do, because mothers know best. I'll never forget that. That was my teacher in the third grade. And she put that across the door. She said, mothers knows best. And there was a show on TV, I think at that time, it was Fathers Knows Best. But she put a sign up there, I'll never forget it. Said, mothers knows best. And so sometimes we have to realize that we can do better and learn better and treat each other better with respect and honesty and loyalty if we remember and acknowledge our mothers and grandmothers, aunts' teachings, and move forward with them. Because we know what's right and wrong. I really don't have to tell anyone. You know, we know what the laws are. We know what the crimes we commit. So we basically know what's going on. But we go against those teachings, seeking fame and fortune and wealth. And, you know, we get misled, you know. So we need to come back to a lot of those motherly teachings. But I can't wait to hear everyone's opinion, because, like I said, this is my favorite holiday. If there were no other holidays to celebrate, this would be the day, Mother's Day, because without it, I would not be here. So I turn the mic back over to you, Ms. Lee.
Thank you, Alex. We are discussing the theme today, to honor your mothers. Mothers are special. We'll be honoring mothers, talking about how they are very special. And if you had to share with the whole world what make your mother special, we would like to give you a few minutes for the day to take this time and give your mother some flowers by acknowledging her special, how special she is, and your appreciation. So we're going to do that right now by going to caller 1676. Caller 1676, welcome to MPH Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, we can.
Oh, greetings to the family. Greetings to all the mothers. I lost my mother in November of 2019. And I'd like to say to honor her, her name was Forrest B. Smith. And she was a real mother. She was the mother that put me and my sister ahead of everything. She was the mother that got up early and made sure we had everything for school. She was the mother that made sure we did our homework every night. She was the mother that gave us a hot meal. She was the mother that put us to bed every night. And she's the mother who nurtured our dreams. The last thing that my mother ever said to me before she left this earth was, did you finish your work? Because that was in 2019. And you know, hallelujah, praises to Yah, I finished my master's in curriculum and instruction at Virginia Union, and that's the last thing my mother said to me. My mother was my greatest cheerleader. My mother was my savior. My mother was everything to me. And I always think about all the good times that we had in Atlantic City and on Broadway, because I'm from New York. And if you have a mother, love on your mother, not just Mother's Day, but every day. As someone said on a YouTube the other night, she lay down and opened her legs and went through pain that nobody knows but a woman that gives birth to bring you. She was at the door of death, and she brought forth you, whoever that may be. So I thank Yah every day for my mother and for my grandmother and all the aunts and uncles, and not just, I mean, aunts and cousins that are mothers, but more importantly, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, all of the beautiful black women, especially in this revolutionary struggle, that were mothers, and even those that were mothers that didn't have any children, because a lot of mothers are mothers to children they didn't give birth. So I'm just grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to see another Mother's Day, because I'm a mother. I have a 30-year-old daughter. So to the family, I say happy Mother's Day, and be good to your mother.
And Carla, can we get you make a quick statement on Mother Africa? What about for the love of Mother Africa? The mother of all mothers.
The mother of all mothers. Out of Africa comes every human being that has ever existed on the face of the earth. This is the reason why they're constantly fighting over pieces and sections of Africa, the Chinese, the Japanese, Europeans, everybody. So I would say to those that are listening, love Mother Africa, because that's where our source comes. That's where my creativity comes. That's where our spirit comes. That's where our dreams of the ancestors come, that we would be here today doing the great things that we're doing. Always support Africa, Africans, because we are all African people.
And Carla, we're going to let you go on this last note. In remembrance of your mother, what three words stand out the most? If you had to describe your mother in three or four words, what words would you use?
Loving, compassionate, and sacrificial. Hard working.
My sister,
Dawn,
we thank you. We'd like to wish you, too, happy Mother's Day. And we thank you for continuing being a supporter of Missing Pages of History. We thank you.
Thank you, Brother Lee. Shalom.
Bye-bye. As you have heard, one sister called in, talked about her mother, and gave her flowers. So we want to encourage you today. Spend time, call in, and share some flowers with your mother. And we're going to do that right now by going to another caller. And we're going to bring the caller in 0018. Caller 0018, we're going to bring you in. Define for us what is a mother. Talk about lessons you may have learned from your mother and how would you best remember your mother. Caller, talk about your mother. Share some flowers with her today. Caller 0018, the mic is yours. Okay, while we wait for caller 0018 to come in, let's go to caller 6057. Caller 6057. How can you best honor your mother? What is a mother to you? Caller 6057. The mic is yours.
Thank you for allowing me to participate in this program today. I want to, give honor and praises to my mother, who was only with me for a brief period in my life. She made her transition July 1st, 1973, when I was 13 years old. However, those 13 years she was with me, she had a profound impact on my life. She worked with me and taught me how to conduct myself as a human being, taught me what skills I have in math, and what I've been able to accomplish in my life, I owe to her. And I want to give honor and praises to her for what she taught me during her brief time on Earth, and I want to give honor and praises to her because without her in my life, I would not have been able to accomplish what I have done in my life without her. And I want to give honor and praises to her, and also to the give honor and praises to the mother of all mothers, Mother Africa, because mothers are the perseverers of our culture and our values. And I want to give a salute to all the mothers out there for all the hard work that they have done to preserve our culture and our history. And I want to thank you for this opportunity to give tribute to my mother. Thank you.
Caller, call, if you had to describe three to four words that you can best remember, that best typifies your mother, what would be those three to four words?
My 3 to 4 words are would be friendly, nurturing, and a very loving person.
We'd like to thank you, Carla,
and,
for your time. Finish your thoughts, Carla. Finish your thoughts.
Yes, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to give honor to my mother. Thank you.
To all our callers who's calling in, we want you all to stay on the line because we're going to have a little discussion in a little while around this whole question of mothers and how we can better respect them and how we can create a climate to make sure mothers get the respect they deserve. So stay on the line, and we'll be coming back to you as we continue these discussions. So stay on. Next, we go to caller 7236. Caller 7236. We'd like to welcome you to MPH Radio. And how can you best honor your mother? Tell us something about your mother and what makes her so special. Caller, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Africa, and good afternoon to your listening audience in the United States and abroad. My mother's name was Erlina Y. Carter. She made her transition on December 25th, 2022. I had the benefit of being parented by many women, Olga Minton Brown, Janie Y. Newton, Nellie Carter, Adele Young. As a matter of fact, there were two Adele Young married to two different brothers, to Helen Young. And also, I would describe mothers in just a few words. Patience is a feature of being a mother. They are educators. Women are the inventors of agriculture. They are creators of life. And Mother Earth is our mother to all of us. But also there are other mothers like Shakura's mother, aunt, Asante Shakura, who lives in Cuba. Tupac always gave thanks to his mother, who was and her. And there are other, she has no children. Being a mother is a characteristic of being a woman, being a nurturer, being a giver, being a caregiver, being as the audience has said so many things, a housekeeper, a cook, an artist, but also to Dr. Frances Creston Welsing for her great contribution on studying the impact of being enslaved in the United States on African men. Also Queen Mother Moore, for her bringing to the attention of the world and not yielding on the issue of reparations. Also to another great mother, a sharecropper, but a revolutionary, Fannie Lou Hamer, who in 1965 upset the nation when she stood up for the right of the folk in Mississippi to vote. And three people died, and they were killing and bombing and doing what they're doing now at voting sites. But they haven't started killing yet, but they're coming with their guns and using intimidation. Fannie Lou Hamer didn't let that stop her. Then, of course, there's Mary McLeod Bethune, and she was a revolutionary. Then there's Shirley Chisholm, who ran for Congress and the first woman in the United States to run for president. And she had a quote, I may have it incorrect, if they don't offer you a seat at the table, bring your own chair. And then, of course, great sister Angela Davis, and then Ida B. Wells, the first woman in the United States of America to own a newspaper, Rosa Parks, who made a seat on a bus a movement for the world. And she was crushed because of that. No one would give her a job because she stood up for the rights. Then, of course, there's Mary Church Terrell, Alma Thomas, Delilah Pierce, and the list goes on. And these women all did one thing. They stood tight with their community. And as they said, speaker said, no one can forget Harriet Tubman. She's the homegirl. Anybody in the DMV knows how she learned the swamp, learned the waterways, and moved more than 1,000 people to freedom. And we won't forget Sojourner Truth. And the list goes on and on. Mary, Sister Mary Lane, the
and
founder.
Caller on that note, you are right. It goes on and on. Unfortunately, we don't
one
have the caller on and on time. So we're going to stop you right there.
Sister Mary Lane.
30 seconds.
And in addition to Sister Mary Lane, I'm sorry, brother, you made me forget to lose my train of thoughts.
That's right. They were good thoughts. You did well.
I was about to wrap it up, but that's all right. But the one thing we got to do with women is take into consideration when they're speaking. Give them that moment because something great and phenomenal may come forward. And I had two more women that I was going to mention, and then I was going to sum up their contributions to the African community.
We appreciate
sister
that. Sister Mary, we have other folks on the line. Sister,
yes.
We do want
may
to consider it to our other people. We'll come back to you.
The foreword for these women were so courage, determination, loyalty, love, and I guess there's a fifth word, perseverance. Thank you so much.
All right, sister, we thank you. We next go to our next caller. We bring caller 4298. Caller 4298. What is a mother to you, caller?
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Lee. Certainly, we want to give honor to all women and all mothers. Certainly, being a woman by nature is a nurturing person, a loving person, and we recognize that as part of the female sex. And you know, the mother brings forth children and teaches them, brings them up in the way they should go, and that's the greatness of the motherhood. We thank goodness for my mother. She taught me about life philosophically, about God and Jesus in particular, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and that that I should get on my knees and pray just like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who later became Israel, Moses, David, and Jesus himself prayed. And so I've learned a lot from my mother. I learned also to keep politics in command and that you serve the people. Certainly, you know, there's a lot of needs and we are finite and are unable to supply everyone's needs, but we struggle to serve the people. And that was a great thing. My mother was a great servant of the people, and I love her and will never forget her. I'm trying to keep this brief. Job is the oldest book in the Bible. She taught me that a mission, a purpose, a goal, an objective, in sight. Without revolutionary theory, there's no revolutionary movement. Without a vision, the people perish. And that, you know, Job had a vision, and that's what kept him so grounded when all the tragedies happened. And so I've learned to keep my eyes on the prize through her. And I'll leave it right there. Thank you.
Caller, before you leave, could you just describe maybe 3 to 4 words that would best describe your mother? How would you best remember her when you think of her?
My mother was actually named on her birth certificate Sweet Marie Moses, Sweet Marie Robinson, rather, as her maiden name, and she was a very loving person, a very kind person, a very heartfelt person that would empathize and have compassion, and she was selfless in her giving, and she will always be remembered by those whose lives she touched, and she touched many lives. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. We make our transition to our next caller. We come back to caller 9289. How would you define motherhood? How would you best remember your mother? Caller 9289, the mic is yours.
Okay, my mom was Florence R. Robinson, which always displayed love toward me and my other 9 siblings. And one thing I'd just like to say, no gift on earth is greater. No treasure held above the joy that comes from knowing my mom's endless love. In spite of how it's tested, it grew from years to years. Flo, which we used to call my mom, she provided strength and comfort. It grew us near. Nothing can be compared in value like my mom, Florence R. Robinson, her endless love. Miss you, Mom. Happy Heavenly Mother's Day. That's what I wanted to say about my mom. I know she's looking down on me now.
Carl, can you just describe 3-4 words of how you best remember your mother, that will describe your mother? What 3-4 words would come to mind?
Okay, one is patience, because she definitely had patience with us 10. Then she was also knowledgeable for her time of growing up, and she was funny. She could always tell you a story that would give you a laugh, which is a trait I think I get from her, to try to ease any kind of situation. If you can bring in some laughter, you can deal with it.
Thank you very much, Carla. And to our listening audience, this is MPH Radio. You can listen to this program every other Saturday from 1 p.m. Eastern Time. What we try to do is bring you information so you can think, and we also try to give you a sense of history, contributions that the African community have made in world development. And once we have learned that, they say to do better, you must to know better, you do better. If you know better, we'll do better. And once we learn our history, understand who we are, then we'll be in a stronger position to fight all those negative energies that comes towards us. So at this point in time, we wanted to just take this time out to honor your mother. Mothers are special, you know. It's for some reason or other, this society, this political system called capitalism, has no respect for mothers and family. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a station break. And if we really want to love mothers and show that they are special, one of the things I think we need to do is have a better understanding of how can we create a climate, a situation where mothers are treated with respect and honor. We'd like to have that discourse when we come back, MPH Radio. And we want to let you know that when we talk about mothers, it best typifies the song, where the theme over and over and over is, they will give you the best that they have. This is MPH Radio. We'll be right back.
Take me to another country and into more countries. Baptized us into Richmond, where the ghosts of childhood hunting. Walk the road my forefathers walk, climb the tree my forefathers hung from. Ask those three for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be, he guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. My brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. You said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and you was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Yes, mothers will give you the best that they have. And when you think about mothers and their ruined society, one of the things come very clear is that they are pro-family. They are very important in keeping the family together, whether a biological or an ideological family. Mother is the nucleus. They are the centerpiece of keeping the family together. You know, to the listening audience, one of the things when we talk about to show our appreciation to mothers and how we can best honor our mothers or honor mothers, we need to at least to raise the issue of to raise the consciousness of a people, of a society. I'm saying that in the context of in order to solve a problem, at least you need to be conscious that you have one. And that is to say, what is it about this idea in society that mothers are not respected? They are not valued. They are looked upon. What is it? What is this that allows mothers to be viewed in such a negative light? What is it that allows men to look at mothers and don't respect and appreciate the sacrifices that they have made to bring them in this world and to try to do the best they can to help them be all they can be? What are some of the conditions that exist that need changing so that we really create a society where mothers will not function so much under stress? One of the biggest problems mothers face today around the world, they are very It's the condition of stress, stressful. They are under stress because everything is done in a society where people are viewed as a means to an end. Women are viewed as property to males. Women are viewed as things to those who have wealth. So what can we do to change this behavior where mothers will be put on the pedestal that they deserve and be honored and valued? What can we do to change those conditions, Brother Alex?
Okay, Mr. Lee. You know, that is something that has puzzled me, you know, for a long time, is how that we can mistreat women, girlfriends, mothers, sisters, how we can mistreat them, how we can verbally abuse them, how we can financially abuse them, how we can socially abuse them, and how we can turn back the clock and say, your ideas, your opinions, the effort in your work is not the same as a man, so you shouldn't get paid as much, you shouldn't get be recognized as much, you shouldn't be talked about as much, and you should not lead the United States as president. You know, that is an age-old thing, that when our founding fathers founded this country, there was great discussions on should the women have the right to vote? Should the women own property? Should the women have any say? And our great founding fathers decided their wives were not worthy. They decided their mothers were not worthy. They decided their sisters were not worthy because they didn't give them the right to vote. And they still considered them as property to be given away. As who gives this woman away on this day of marriage? Great queens from Africa, queens from Europe, have sat on many thrones, have led many countries, had fought in battles. But still, when it came to the United States, they could care less. And they wanted woman to know her place. And once you instill that into generations of men, the same old, as if anyone was listening to a terrible town hall, and a man said, this is the way it's been done for millions of years. I can have my way with whoever I please. Fortunately, or unfortunately, the gall and even to say something like that. Would he want his mother attacked, his sister attacked, his daughter attacked? See, we have to go deeper and think about what's right and what's wrong. And if you're a Christian, you know what's right or wrong. If you're a criminal, you just let it go and say anything's acceptable. Because you're going to break the law anyway. So we have to go back to our founding fathers and that principle. As they were causing criminal actions against women. Because women should have had the right to vote along with the men. Shouldn't matter whether you was wealthy. Shouldn't matter whether you could do a lot of things that the law stood for at that particular time. But just being a human being and being able to perhaps read and write and understand what was better for the country. A woman's right was established a long time ago. Us men, we can't take that away. The right was established a long time ago. The right of motherhood. But we have tried to demean them in so many different ways. And as the laws slowly change, because that's what they're doing, they're slowly changing. You know, the biggest debate of a year ago was Roe versus Wade. And I don't have to tell anyone that us men need to stay out of women's business. And let a woman decide what she wants to do. That should be her decision. And I, as a lawmaker, should not be telling her what to do and what not to do. But I should give more money and support for her education, her finances, so that she can do more in business and home ownership, so that there can be a more equal playing field in this male-dominated society. Because again, as the past caller was saying, woman after woman after woman after woman. I mean, it could never stop by so many great things that women have done. But yet and still, there are people that want to throw dirt on the name of a woman. Whether it was many of the past rappers that came out with songs that, and even today, some that I won't even listen to. But then I look at the music videos and different things that came out from the 80s and 90s. And then I saw young mothers, young girls, in the attire that they were wearing. And then sometimes, you know, you wonder, does that throw that image back into other men's minds that you're worthless, that you can be had for money, taken for a ride? Pride comes in ourselves as young men and as young women. And we have to rise above sometimes that consequence of what you would do for money. I'm not going to call any woman any negative name. I don't want to see them with half the clothes on. So I may be wrong in the way that I think. I'm not sure. I have to, you know, deal with my own character. And my character said, that is not right for the women of my race. Maybe if any other woman wants to go out here and do, you know, take her clothes off and let men say whatever they want or be in any kind of video or social media or be an influencer and be the way that she wants to be, then project yourself like you want to because you have that right to do so. But do not think that in the eyes of every man that that's an approval because we see things differently. So we see you more sexually than we do anything else at that point. Though you are beautiful in your grace regardless what you have on, because you are beautiful to begin with. You don't have to have a pile of makeup on. You don't have to take off half your clothes just to be noticed. You are woman. You are our glory. And we tend not to see you that way, but glory sometimes is unglorified. So we have a long way to go in this country, legally, and to understand that the women of the Me Too movement who are coming forth and say what men have done in the past, they need to pay for. There is so much in this nation that we live in that have done to dishonor women, more so, I think, than any other country in the world. But we have dishonored women more here in these United States that we need to turn and give women their due. And I'm going to turn it back to you so that I can hear some more things because, like I said, I can talk all day about the mistreatment of women. But we as men need to go ahead and do what is right, from the court system to Congress to the banks to the job system. We need to do, as men, do things right. And we know it's right. We just got to do it. And I turn it back to you.
Thank you, Brother Alex. And to call off 6057, 6057. Preface the statement with the understanding that I would like to have your response to it. And that is, you raised the question that women are functioning under conditions that is not very favorable to their well-being. This society does not value women in general, which transcends to particularly mothers. We talk about honoring mothers. We also know that when you live under a political economic system, i.e. called capitalism, it reduces everything down to a thing, a product that can be sold and bought. And this is how they have viewed women and view mothers. So if we are to create the conditions where mothers are more valued and respectful, what can be done to overcome these institutionalized structures that plays a role as anti-mother, anti-women? Your response, caller 6057.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to respond. In answer to your question, we have to struggle for the emancipation of women, men and women. And the solution to the problems of women's triple oppression as a nation, class, and gender is to work for Pan-Africanism, the total liberation and unification of Africa under scientific socialism. It is only under a Pan-African framework that the problem of women's oppression can ultimately be resolved. And we have to work tirelessly for women's emancipation. And that can only be realized under a Pan-African framework. And that is under the total liberation and unification of Africa under a scientific socialist framework. And that will bring about the liberation of women throughout the world, and also put an end to the triple oppression that women currently suffer. And we owe that to all of our sisters to work for our women's emancipation, because women are the caretakers of our culture and our history. So we owe it to them to work for their emancipation.
Thank you, caller, and we'll make our transition to caller 7236. Caller 7236, we stated that in order to solve a problem, you must be conscious that you have a problem. Now, Ema, when we look at the lack of unity among women, and we talk about honoring our mothers and getting our mother values, there was an incident about 4 years ago during the last election. There was a former president of this country who was running for the presidency, made a public statement to show his disvalue to women and mothers. He stated that women love men to touch them on their private parts. And he ended up getting over 50% of all those who voted for him were women. What can you make of that kind of reaction? When a man can openly disrespect you as a woman, but you still as a woman see a fit to support him in that capacity. How can we change these conditions so women can be more valued? Call 7236. Your response, 7236.
Well, thank you. One of the problems with that and that statement by Donald Trump is the fact that women are not emancipated, and some women are better cared for than others, and we tend to devalue ourselves. And the women who supported Donald Trump thought that they were different and that he would not do those things to them or to their mothers or children or sisters. But the reality is the values that a person like Donald Trump or any man put forward are just that, his values, and it's a disrespect of women. When you disrespect one, you disrespect all. And this social tolerance that we have for the abuse of women and girls and children in particular is a crisis in the United States. And sex trafficking ends up being a major crisis in this country because of the lack of respect we have for women and girls. And the reality is 1 in 4 living women and girls in their lifetime will be raped or sexually abused or physically assaulted in some manner. And the impact that the United States is having on the world with this sexism, this misogynist hatred of women is so clear in the crises in the Sudan, the behavior of the men right now in the Sudan, where there's a war going on, and part of the problem now is the assault on women. And when we saw the crises in Ethiopia last year between the Tigray and the Ethiopian government, the problem again was rape and the assault on women and children. So this tolerance is always acceptable because kind of woman, that's the philosophy. It's them, not us. And that's why this, quote, me movement is so important, because it brings to the attention of everyone that women themselves and children are being abused, neglected, and they are taking action in this country to stand up. Not only did we have Donald Trump talk about his sexual assault of women, we have a chief justice who raped a woman and simply said it was just that he had too much beer. But the thing that made it different, Brother Africa, and I'll leave it at this, is that this woman, even though being a medical doctor, and it's humiliating and awful to have to come forward and talk about what happened to herself, she did. And though it appeared no one was listening, I believe the real listeners are our children and the world's children, and they will not accept this behavior in the future. And what men need to know, the men who go around talking about baby mamas and this and that, disrespecting women, they think of themselves as not being rapists, not being criminals. But the reality is they're disrespecting women, and they're doing it in front of women, in front of children and others, and they are practicing the hatred of women, and you just don't know how far the others may go. So we all have a responsibility to stand up and say no to the verbal, physical, financial, cultural hatred and disrespect of women globally. And
thank you, Carla. Thank you, Carla. You're listening to MPH Radio. What we're going to do at this particular time, we're going to take a station break. And when we come back, we're going to ask all of our participants who are still online, listen to the program. We'll ask for you to say some final words of encouragement on why mothers should be valued and appreciated. Because at this point in time, we'd like to just say that you are special. We love you. We care about you. Without you, there would be no world. And we just want to take this time to let you know that. Keep your head up. So we'll be back, but we care about you even if they don't. We'll be right back. This is MPH Radio. And don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Mothers of the world, mothers of the movement. We love you. This is just a small token of appreciation for all that you have done and continue to do. Once you keep your head up, continue to strive to go forward ever and backwards never. And we would like to leave you with some encouraging words and thoughts. We ask all of our participants today who are still online to limit your expression to 2 minutes or less, to speak to the mothers of the world, the mothers of movement, the mothers of mothers, to Mother Africa. Share some encouraging words to show our appreciation of mothers. We'll start off with caller 4298. Caller 4298.
Thank you. I think, you know, in closing, I would like to say, you know, women hold up half the sky. I'm for the Equal Rights Amendment, yes, ERA, yes. Now, I don't reverse correct verdicts. You know, I'm pro-choice and I vote. And I think, you know, politically, we have to look to a scientific socialism and as the answer to the world's problems. And so, having said that, I think, you know, there's a tendency to devalue family and elevate women. Women hold up half the sky, but, you know, there's a superiority complex in some women, and they want to justify anything and everything, and there's no values being held up in terms of which way we should be headed in terms of a society, as a family, and as a country. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, caller, for your contribution to today's program. And we will now bring in Susie. Your final thoughts and encouraging words to mothers and women in the world. Susie, your final thoughts.
Yeah, I think about it. Just one thing. Being that we did this program today for to celebrate the mothers all over the world and everything, that things will eventually make a change, because the young folks, with all the crime and everything and the killings and everything that's going on, I think eventually the young folks going to want to make a change, and hopefully we'll get a lot of these politicians out with their old thoughts and everything on women and mothers and kids. So therefore, we'll be able to bring out some changes in the future generations. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Susie. Next, we go to caller 6057. Caller 6057. Words of encouragement to mothers and women in the world, mothers of the world. Your encouragement thoughts. Caller 6057.
Yes, we will Sunday soon, we will eventually achieve the emancipation of women, and that would be helpful to mothers everywhere and throughout the world. And let's see, and I want to commend mothers for their role in society in terms of being the preservers of our culture and history, and for upholding the values of our civilization. And you know, and I encourage mothers everywhere for the role they play in society, and that they are appreciated and loved.
Thank you, caller. We now will go to caller 7236. 7236. Words of encouragement and appreciation to mothers of the world.
I'm just going to say, Sister Susie said it the best. There's very little that needs to follow that up. and you just that the issue is women and children, and you don't necessarily have to have a vaginal birth to be a mother, because women are by definition and design nurturers, they are mothers. And just like Mother Earth, they never let us down, no matter how cruel we are. And we all are descendants of one African woman, Lucy, from East Africa, and every human is a descendant of an African woman. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day. God bless and protect all the mothers. And remember, our words are prayers. So blessings to all women and children and to families.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
And Brother Alex, your encouraging words to mothers over the world.
Okay, Mr. Lee, first of all, before I give some inspiration here, I would like to say that I got a note and a few weeks ago, which was just terrible. But it's talking about another law that may be on the books, thinking about rolling back. In this country, women were young as 10 years old could get married. So between 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years ago, years old, they were given away as gifts in marriage, and they became mothers. In 1976, Nebraska became the first state to make marital rape a crime. By 1993, marital rape was a crime in all 50 states. It is a shame that we allowed the male dominance of women as young as 10 years old in this country to proceed for so many years. And it took until 1993 to approve it, that a man could be held liable. It is astonishing that someone even wants to turn this law back and take it off the books so that males can dominate women once again. Because I married you, I can have my way with you. So for all the mothers out there, and I'm talking about the ones, again, that may not be your child. You're raising it as a stepchild. You've adopted it because you had a sister that passed away. You had a friend that passed away. Even if you were a surrogated mother or you're in prison somewhere, holding a child that you got to bring forth in this world, and you will not be there to help raise it. Mothers come in all ages, shapes, sizes, colors, and whatever. Some mothers are good. Some mothers are bad. Some mothers see you as the world, and they want to do everything for you. And then you have a few mothers that may turn their back on you. You see, we're not all perfect. And that's what mothers are. Not all mothers are perfect. But believe me, almost all mothers strive to be perfect unless they are something mentally or drug influence about them that they can't conceive it. So as we men influence our girlfriends and our wives and any woman we socialize with, we need to understand their feelings, their cares, their desires, their goals, what they want to do in life, and that we support them so that they can go as far as they can in a world dominated by men. So yes, you continue to be governors and mayors and chiefs of police. You become lawyers and doctors and teachers, educators. You take over the world in every spot you can. because we haven't been doing such a good job of it as men. So you get out there and do your thing, girl, because it ain't nobody in the world like you. You are the best. And my teacher, when she put it across the door, mother knows best. I always remember that. And I thank you, Mr. Lee, for giving this program today.
Thank you, Brother Alex. We'd like to thank all our listening audience, friends, and supporters for allowing MPH Radio to come into their homes this evening. And when you hear this program, we ask you to spread the word, share the word. We try to increase our listenership. And one of the best ways of doing this is to have you to share our word with your network and your people. Now, in terms of closing out, there's a couple of announcements I'd like to make, and then we can close this out with a beautiful poem by our sister Murray, and we want you to listen carefully. First, we'd like to thank everyone for watching Mr. Page's History TV program that comes on the Richmond metropolitan area in Richmond, Virginia, area on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We'd like to thank our last guests, Sister Namia and Nasil, for sharing their perspectives on this question of honoring mother and motherhood. We'd like to thank all those who have supported and given donations to help this institution become bigger, stronger, and better. And for those who'd like to join this group and help us, you can do that by sending a donation to Missing Page of History, Inc., P.O. Box 27782, Richmond, Virginia. Or you can send a donation to Zelly by sending it to Missing Pages of History 1 at yahoo.com. Again, to Zelly by Missing Pages of History. Missing Pages of History 1 at yahoo.com. And we thank you. And my final message, our final message for MPH Radio to the mothers of the world. You know, Brother Kwame Nkrumah taught us that history, not history, but organization means everything. As a sector of mothers, it may be wise. Like all sectors have their own self-interest, you must understand your self-interest and mothers organized as a group. And through organization, we know all things are possible. And we know when looking at you as a mother, if you decide that you want to do something, it will get done. So we know that you have the capacity within yourself as a block to organize the society where it will treat you and value you the way you should be valued and treated. So you come and show us and teach us this new dance called Let's Get Organized. Because once you as a sector get organized, again, all things are possible. We love you. We wish all of you a happy, great Mother's Day. And remember that MPH Radio is here for you. And we would like to express our thoughts of our appreciation to you through our Sister Murray. She has a poem in which she would like to share with you. Sister Murray, the mic is yours. Close out the program.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. I definitely want to most thank you for this platform to read this poem to the women and the men and even the children that are listening today. Dear Lord, bless every mother and every grandmother with the finest of your spiritual blessings today. Father God, confirm in her heart and spirit the work of her hands and the love that she has so freely given to those children under your care. God, validate her words daily and validate her worth daily so she has no reason to doubt whether she is loved, whether she is valued and cherished in the eyes of her Heavenly Father. Create in her a deep sense of your protection and trust so that worry and fear will disappear as she places her loved ones into your care. Let her know that every prayer that she has ever prayed, every encouraging word that she has ever spoken on behalf of her children or her grandchildren has been transformed into a sweet, Father whispered deep within her spirit, the sweet words she longs to hear from you, that nothing can ever separate her from your love. Help her to nestle daily into the promises of your word, standing with faith on the things you declare are true. Let her know, God, that you reward faithfulness, but that true success doesn't lie in her accomplishments or her accolades. Let her rest in the knowledge that she has done all she can and that she and those she loves truly belong to you. Bless her, God, with a servant spirit to her own, the joy of hearing one day, well done, my faithful servant. Let her joy be contagious, let her passion be pure, and let her life overflow with all the blessings she deserves on special days on an everyday of her life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And Mr. Lee, if you were to ask me about my mother, the three things, my mother was a very loving person. She was kind, and she was a blessing to others. And I have to state that she was also an encourager, and she encouraged us to believe in God. She put the foundation there for us, so no matter where we went in life, we knew about the Lord, and we always returned back to him. So I thank you, and I bless you, and happy Mother's Day to all, every man, every woman, every child. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. And appreciate and love your mother. Thank you.
And Sister Marie, thank you for such a beautiful poem. And to our listening audience, MPH Radio, Miss Page History, needs your support, needs your help. If you'd like to know how you can do this, just simply email us at mphradio@yahoo.com or Missing Pages of History 1@yahoo.com. But since this is the radio show, it'd be easier to just identify and contact us. So we support MPH Radio, and we'd like to support you, and we can tell you how. And we want you to know that we are here for all of you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. We leave you with this message by Alisa Keys.
But yet crime is a problem. He wanna shine, they wanna rob him. Single mother, where they come from? How we gonna save the nation? With no support for education. Cause right now it don't make sense. Right now it don't make sense. Let's talk about our part. My heart touch your heart. Let's talk about living. Had enough of dying, that's what we all about. Let's do more giving, do more forgiving. Yeah, our souls were brought together so that we could love each other. Sister, we are here. We are here for all of us. We are here for all of us. That's why we are here. Why we are here. We are here. We are here for all of us. We are here for all of us. That's why we are here. Why we are here.
While we are here, while we are here.